Imagine you woke up this morning and your business just vanished. Welcome to Survival Mode, a podcast that explores how entrepreneurs handle hard decisions in times of crisis. I'm Matthias, and together with Digital Switzerland, we explore what it means to have a hard pivot, go through rapid scaling, or put your startup into hibernation mode. What do you do when your customer base suddenly increases by a factor of 10 over the weekend? Jan and Jonas from ClassTime take us on their journey on how to handle rapid growth, work with customers with limited online experiences, and what the impact in education could be beyond Corona. ClassTime is a digital platform that makes learning more fun and inclusive for everyone. In short, it enables the same learning experience for all students in and beyond the classroom. Okay, thank you so much for having time. Such a pleasure to have you two. So you expand the classroom digitally, I would say, huh?
Yeah. One can say that. Or sort of like we add complementary tools to the classroom, right? Yeah, we don't want to, you know, like move the classroom in a digital way, but we recognize that like in-person teaching, like peer-to-peer interaction, like the personal interpersonal relationships are super important. We just want to upgrade them through digital tools and enhance the existing like relationships and like the existing like interpersonal activities that go on and strengthen those like by taking away like stuff that can be automatized, you know, correcting exercises, correcting 25 times whether the adjective has been put into the correct form and stuff like that. You know, it's not something that the teacher needs to spend time with, but more kind of then you know, work with the results increase time spent with the students.
Cool. Very cool. So I wish I had that when I was young. That was back in the day. It was different times.
Us as well, right? Yeah, that's why we built it, right? Yeah.
that's always the best. If you build a product because you thought you should had it, like you needed it back in the day. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
You know. Okay. So since we're all sitting at home, I guess that's Corona happened. So how did Corona or how did this crisis impact your business? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, Yuri, do you want to tackle that?
Yeah, of course.
You were on the forefront.
So we heard firstly from the school closures in Italy, and then we had a quick team meeting and we thought, yeah, how it will go on in Europe. And of course, we saw that it will also affect Switzerland by school closures, Germany, Austria as well. And then we thought, how can we help the schools in a quick and effective way? So we discussed it quickly, but the opinion was clear that we want to offer it for new schools for free, that we can help them as quickly as possible. To onboard them, that they can switch to distance learning, because right, you know, the school closed on Friday and on Monday they needed a solution. So it was we worked very very fast to help the schools, and in Switzerland, in the meantime, we have like more than almost 100 school requests. In the US, almost 500 school requests.
Wow.
And in the last 3 weeks, we have like 25,000 teachers more on class time. So as an example that you see, yeah, it affected a lot because, you know, teachers before thought, yeah, maybe they don't need class time. It's not necessarily, but yeah, they needed a solution and we helped them very, very fast.
Impressive. So you realize it's gonna happen. What changed for you? So what changed for you when you had, okay, this is going to happen, this is going to affect us? How did you prepare? What did you change? What measurements did you take?
So we thought that we have to change because, you know, when you have to help schools very quickly, you cannot tell them they have to pay immediately because they have budget, etc. It's a quite long process. So we changed for new schools that everything is going to be for free. And then we made a detailed proposal how they can use class time in the distance learning, because that's a separate point than we hadn't thought about before, how you can use class time in distance learning, because it was made for the lessons in schools. And then we built it up, write it down, and then we reached out to schools that we're going to help them. And after they replied, you know, you have to do the onboarding process, get the teachers on the platform, tell them how to use it, explain everything. And then there are several problems, of course. A few teachers don't understand it very quickly. You have to phone them, tell them how it works, assist them. That were the, I think, the most important measurement.
Yeah. Well, kind of on the business side and on the tech side, we, you know, the engineered program scripts for auto registrations or auto signups, where we could just like dump teacher lists or whole domains of schools onto basically like this list to get auto provisioned for the full version. We had to increase like the sorry like some of the capacity for the infrastructure, because like, you know, we had, instead of like 150 registrations, we suddenly had 8,000 registrations a day, and traffic increased, also peak traffic increased by a factor of 10. Wow. So we had to scale up, you know, our infrastructure, our backend. The engineers were also like super busy, not only like the business guys, like coming up with free offers and stuff. So.
Did he sleep at all during this time, or was it just like work? That's it.
Yeah, it was a lot of work. But we were also in this. How to say? I mean, I couldn't say that we were, you know. You know, it's a difficult situation, right? Yeah, Corona is not something like fun. But then we were very motivated and driven and passionate about sort of, you know, contributing our share, helping schools. Because yeah, there was a reason why we set class time up, right? Yeah, like a belief, like how we can sort of like impact learning. And we also saw that for us as an opportunity to, you know, I can now make stronger impact and multiply our impact. So that was an opportunity that we, like, for us, that we cared deeply about, despite basically like the situation of, you know, like the situation in the hospitals, like the deaths and et cetera, right? So this was for us, like something that we were very driven and very, and still are very passionate about, and that's that makes up easily the long hours, right? Yeah, that's actually like what we're all looking for in our jobs, right?
I agree. Can you quickly repeat that vision? Like, what was that vision all about, or what is that vision all about? I mean, it's you're still doing it, or you're doing it.
So I mean, with class time, we want to increase. In the end, we want to increase learning progress for kids and make learning more fun and inclusive and sort of support teachers in doing their job in building, you know, conveying knowledge, conveying competences, and building, you know, people that engage actively as citizens. And that's what we're trying to do, trying to impact. And we believe that this doesn't have to stop in a Corona sort of situation. On the contrary, there's stuff missing, right? Yeah, like presence and yeah, like interaction, but there's also some opportunities also for like the whole education system and learning system that we sort of like reflect again, like what is actually what we're actually trying to achieve with classroom sessions or schools, what's the purpose of a school, right? Like that's now that, that students aren't able to go to school anymore, people are trying to replicate what's actually being achieved in schools, right? Yeah, so this whole discussion is becoming more prominent, and there we see obviously also like benefits from the situation where which helps in sort of catalyzes or helps with executing on our vision.
I mean, it's super interesting. I just heard in another podcast there are two industries ready for disruption. One is healthcare or health tech or whatever you call it, and the other one is education. And I totally agree with it. And it's funny that exactly these two sectors got tackled quite a lot by Corona. And what is interesting as well, it amplifies the whole process, right? Before, like, it was hard to enter with new ideas, and now all of a sudden you get away, test, and see if it works. How was your experience with that?
So, you know, I fully agree with your statement that, you know, like, education is ready for disruption. And it's been that way for a long time, right? Like, we started with our first prototypes and ideas. Back then it was part-time work in 2015, right? We started developing our solution. And for a long time it was super difficult because maybe I overdraw it a little bit. And you add your experience because your experiences are a little bit more fresh, right? Yeah. But I see it kind of as black and white, right? One customer element or segment, the innovators, happy to try out new solutions, being open to digital solutions and doing that, and others that basically, say, I don't need digital solutions, and I just use my typical I go about it in my typical modus operandi, without digital tools, right? Mm-hmm. And no, basically, hard pain point or need to change, right? And now with Corona, it's becoming less black and white because people realize, first they have to start using it, and then they start realizing, that's actually cool stuff. I didn't know that I could do that, and it works quite well. And it gives me insights, and helps me save time, and kids like it, and they they much prefer sort of a direct feedback tool and an interactive tool than going through a piece of paper, right? So they see those benefits, but they also realize, I miss presence school, right? And the interaction, and hopefully then it becomes less black and white, and people start for the first time, it's oversimplifying, but for the first time, thinking about, how do I do, for the first time, how do I do teaching, because people are constantly thinking about sort of improving, but they think about how do I integrate in the best possible way digital tools, and how do they help me achieve my goals? And this becomes mode of experimentation and thinking about improving teaching through digital tools just became much more prominent in those times.
It's super interesting. So I came more from online retail, and there as well, in the beginning, it was always this competition between online and stationary. And I think in the end, it's just a shift. It's not going away. It's just another channel. And in learning, I think it's the same thing, right? The classroom, you still miss that, but you kind of should think, what can you do there that is unique, and what can you take online that is unique? So,
absolutely.
So basically your tool was for classroom purpose, right? So you were in the classroom and the teacher used your tool to collaborate digital in a digital way, extensive to what he already does with the students. But you shifted that completely then. So now it's all virtual.
I wouldn't say we shifted it completely. I think it's a different use case, how class time can be used. And we had those use cases in mind before, right? Yeah, because when we built last time for in-class sessions, we always thought, yeah, hey, that's also perfect for self-directed learning. That's perfect also for homeworks or exams, etc. But you know, we set out with class time to in this vision to impact learning and making teaching more inclusive and fun with heavily the classroom in mind, because the classroom is the place where a lot of learning happens also today. Right, and this is basically the didactical setting that we wanted to impact. Now you know this at the moment, classes are not taught that way anymore, but they will be again. And other use cases or applications, modes of applications just became more prominent. But we didn't have to change the stuff massively on or anything on with our solution, right? We added a chat functionality within 2 weeks.
But that's cool. So and you basically onboarded all these people. How did that work? How was this massive increase in user base then?
So the schools requested to us, and then we reached out, called them, and told them how it works. And then the school basically had to make us a list which teachers would like to use class time. We onboarded them, made everything free of charge for them. And then they could use class time, but quite often we made a demo call with the IT specific guy of school to tell and explain everything about class time. And then quite often they told it to teachers, and we made a quite detailed email to them that they can use class time very easy, and wrote first steps how to use it and how to share also question sets with other teachers.
Cool. Were they ready for it? Because I mean, if you think about it, before, I guess a couple of months ago, they were quite hesitant to this digital solutions. Were they all of a sudden ready for it now, or how was that?
You mean the teachers were ready?
Yeah, like the users in the end.
No. No, I don't think so. I had yesterday a funny call with a 62-year-old woman from Canton Uri, and she told me that she never worked with a computer before. And I had to first step to search Google, search class time. But at the end, she was quite happy because she said, she would never had experienced something like that before. But she had to, right? She had to search a solution how she can still hold her classes. But I think more than 60-70% weren't ready for distance learning with digital tools.
How is the process then? So they go from a total, I have no clue, to I have to do something, and what's next?
Yeah, that will be interesting. What's next if it change to not be distance learning anymore? I hope they will still use digital tools in school, because I think the pre-trust is away, and they see the advantages of digital tools in the classroom as well. But I don't know, maybe Jan, you can add something, but I think this will be the most interesting part for us in the next couple of months. How it will increase or how our usage will increase, or if they would shift again back to paperwork.
I have the strong hope now that they need to sort of think about how they resource themselves with digital tools, that they become more experienced, more digital savvy, more that they so to speak increase their knowledge about how they want to use technology, and that they also think about how realize the benefits that those tools have for in classroom sessions. So I can and because we actually we hear it from our teachers. They like the solutions. They tell us what they value. It's been a process, right? where we were engaging with the innovators of the teachers and constantly improving our solutions along their feedback. So we know that our solution brings benefits to teaching and learning. So I can only expect that this will then basically also continue to be used in classroom sessions.
All right. Thank you so much, you guys. You have a good day, huh?
Thanks.
Good luck. Keep it going.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.